Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for the great and wonderful love covenant you've made with us, and so we can be refreshed, restored, and regenerated for this day and every day. Thank you, Lord, for opening a way up the truth and the life anew this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Psalm 130 from the CEV translation. A song of worship, trusting the Lord in times of trouble. From a sea of troubles I cry out to you, Lord. Won't you please listen as I beg for mercy? If you kept record of our sins, no one could last long. But you forgive us, and so we will worship you. With all my heart I'm waiting, Lord, for you. I trust your promises. I wait for you more eagerly than a soldier on guard duty waits for the dawn. Yes, I wait more eagerly than a soldier on guard duty waits for the dawn. Israel, trust the Lord. God is always merciful and has the power to save you. Israel, the Lord will save you from all your sins.
Hallelujah. Israel, the true Jews, circumcised in the heart, and their praises from God. So his mercies are new every morning. So we thank you, Lord, that you are a very present help. And I think of that wonderful verse there in Malachi chapter 4, where it talks about, you know, those that are doing evil, their very roots will be burnt. Verse 1. But then it goes on, but so we always know God knows how to protect the righteous and to punish the unrighteous. And he goes on to say, but for those who fear my name, revere my name, love my name, honor my name, draw close to me so they can wake up to who I am and who I want to be. He says, you fear my name, the Son of Righteousness. So like the Son of Righteousness is like the sun that comes out every day, and every day he burns. The natural sun deals with all darkness, burns it away, takes it away. So the Lord rises with healing in his wings, and we go out like calves led from the stall, and we tread the wicked down, thus says the Lord of hosts. So all problems, all darkness, everything is an opportunity for God. So our God is a very present help in the time of troubles. So be encouraged. Know your God is with you. He's for you. And lift up your eyes. Amen. So lift up above the problem at work, the problem with a motor car accident that still needs to be paid, the problem with some person troubling you, whatever it is, lift up your eyes to higher than that. Lift up your eyes to the Lord, because that's where your help comes from. And he's a very present help. He's a God that this is who he is. It's who he is to be a good father, to be a good lover, to be a good helper, to be a restorer. Amen. God's in the restoring ministry. So you can be encouraged, enlightened, and blessed. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.